proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Today I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. This Hebrew nugget is a continued discussion from yesterday's program as we learn more about God's purpose in leading us along the desert paths of life. It's really for our good, as we will see. God's purpose for Israel on the desert path during the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness was threefold: to humble, to prove, and to know. God had Israel in the school of faith. They had to learn to trust Him because without faith we cannot please God. How does God build our faith? Well, through trials. The children of Israel needed to learn humility before God. Faith does not thrive in a heart that is constantly questioning God's motives. Now, as God brings trials to our life, we learn complete dependence upon Him, and that is true humility. The book of Psalms often speak of biblical events from the perspective of the heart, as opposed to a factual narrative that we usually read in the historical books. Psalm 78 details the actions and attitudes of Israel during the years of Israel's desert path. The author writes the psalm for the sake of future generations, so that they will not make the same mistake as the generation that perished in the desert. Then he details the attitudes of the lost generation that caused God to be so angry with them. Number one, they were stubborn and rebellious, as seen in verse 8. Two, they broke their covenant with God, as seen in verse 10. Number three, they forgot God's works and miracles on their behalf, such as the miracles He performed while they were in Egypt, and the parting of the Red Sea. This is found in verses 11 through 13. Leading them with a pillar of the cloud by day and a fire by night, giving them water from the rocks. Now, however, it seems that their worst sin was that they doubted God's goodness. After God had performed so many miracles on their behalf, instead of a heart of gratitude, they asked, "Can God furnish a table in the wilderness?" Now, why was the children of Israel like this? The psalmist says in verse 22, "Because they believed not in God and trusted not in His salvation." The psalmist goes on for 40 more verses itemizing Israel's continued refusal to trust God, to thank God, and to believe in God. It is a very sad litany. However, I love this psalm because of the way it ends. The psalmist gives us the true facts of the children of Israel at their very worst, and yet God is at His very best. The last verse reads in verse 72, "So He fed them according to the integrity of His heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of His hands." God had every right to judge and even destroy the children of Israel, but instead He fed them and continue to guide them along the desert path until they had faith in Him. The Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 15, verse 14, that the events recorded in the Tanakh, the Old Testament, are there for us to learn from. Usually we read the Bible and we think that we have acted differently. However, we probably would have done the exact same thing. When we are at our worst, stubborn, ungrateful to the Lord, full of pride and unbelief, what does God do to us? He keeps on providing for us and guiding us until He develops the faith in us that He desires. When God allows us to suffer through trials, we need to remember that God is always good. He can only do good. God is always right. Abraham said very strongly in Genesis 18, verse 25, "Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" God is all-powerful. He can meet any need in our life, so if we have needs, it is because He is trying to develop more faith in us. God loves us and wants us to trust Him. He will guide us along that desert path until He perfects our faith. Great thoughts for today, and I pray that you've taken this to heart. Well, this has been another Hebrew nugget provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcripts as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website, lightforisrael.org. Also, I want to say, if you'd like to hear this program again or many of our other archive programs related to Israel and the Jewish people, I simply invite you to visit us at ibjm.org. Now also, as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, "Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim." Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.